Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
But this has been a very busy hour one of the show, folks. We have dished out diversity with a capital D, I would say. And now for our E-Block, well, it's time for the latest destination spotlight. America's 34th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1861 has our attention today. And we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations is going to provide you premier travel experiences. They have more than 200 resorts in places around the U.S. and globally. They provide spacious upscale accommodations, and they're going to give you home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, wherever travel takes you, folks, go earn your Hilton Honors points. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com for more information, or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now it's time to spotlight Kansas as their Director of Tourism, Bridget Jobe, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Yes, she is, Mary. Thanks for being part of the program today, Bridget. As we talk Kansas, welcome.
Thank you so much for letting me join you today.
Well, you are very welcome. Mary and I, you know, we have a fondness for Kansas. And frankly, for me, Kansas holds a very special place in my heart, as it was the state that I went to on my first business trip. That was to meet the head of sports licensing at the NCAA when they were located there at Overland Park, just outside of Kansas City. And besides that meeting that was very successful and set me off on my career, I indulged in so much great barbecue. Bridget, I got to tell you, it was unbelievable. But, you know, we've returned a few times since. Mary and I have also had our sons with us in visits to Kansas. At the rejoin, I just mentioned the word diversity. It also applies to Kansas because Kansas City is unlike Topeka. Wichita, very different from, let's say, Junction City or Dodge City. You're known as the Sunflower State, but Kansas is one of the largest producers of wheat for our country. So where do you want to start today, Bridget?
Well, you know, I love that you use the word diversity, because that is the word that I always use to describe Kansas. From one side of the state to the other, we are diverse in our landscape, in our weather, in what you can do in Kansas. And so diversity really describes the state of Kansas very well. We have large urban areas like Wichita, the Kansas City region, but then we have these beautiful rural cities and lots of wide open spaces. So diversity is a great word to use for Kansas.
Bridget, Kansas has also had a major role in our nation's aviation history. Amelia Earhart was born there, and there's just been a lot of engineering, designing, and production in the state, whether it's Beechcraft, Cessna, Bombardier, Learjet, Boeing, and others. And Wichita is known as the air capital of the world. So talk to us a little bit about Kansas and its substantial connection to the aviation sector of travel.
Yeah, that is great. We are known as the air capital of the world, and Wichita is really the hub of that for Kansas. So many people do not realize that rich history that we have in the aviation history. And one of my favorite places to visit is in Atchison, Kansas, which is just right outside the Kansas City area, where we have the Amelia Earhart Museum. And it actually has a plane that is very similar to the plane that Amelia flew on her last and fateful ride across the ocean. So we do have a rich history of aviation in Kansas.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So Mary and I live here in the New York City area where pizza is big, but the Carney brothers made pizza a national meal when they started Pizza Hut. Folks can visit the original location on the campus of Wichita State University. The cold, slushy, icy drinks, right, people are familiar with, were created in Coffeyville, Kansas. I've always found that funny. It was in Coffeyville, Kansas, where they were created. But something I vividly recall about visits to various parts of your state, Bridget, are all the murals of city or town names you'll find on sides of buildings or so forth in the various communities. You know, what are some standouts about Kansas for you?
I would agree with the murals. Kansas has really embraced that local art and a way to show and celebrate our heritage and our history. And we do that a lot of times with murals in cities. You'll see them on water towers. We have them on wheat towers. We have them on sides of buildings all over the state. And that is just a way for people to be able to explore, maybe get off the highway a little bit and go into some of our communities and learn about the people of Kansas.
Yeah, I would agree.
One of the other things that I really enjoy about Kansas is we have 12 byways. They are scenic and historical byways that really get you, again, off that highway to be able to showcase our state's beauty in a way that if you don't get off that main road, you might not be able to see.
So, Bridget, you know, we have a show friend, Kathy Sudeikis. She's from Kansas City, or she lives there, and she's, Robert jokes, she may be the biggest Chiefs fan out there, but she's a show friend of ours. You've raised your family there. We're told your 8 grandkids still live in the state. That says something about Kansas and family and all of that, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it doesn't matter where I travel. I run into someone who has some family connection to Kansas. It is such an honor that my grandchildren all still live here in the state of Kansas. And everything we do with tourism is really about a quality of life. What we try to do from our office is make this the best state that it can be, so that my grandchildren will want to stay there for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, pay it forward. We love that. Listen, we wanted to get into the America 250 birthday happening, but that just means we'll have to have another conversation in the future, as we're unfortunately out of time for today. But Bridget, really appreciate the check-in on Kansas. Great state. I hope more people go visit. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes Bridget. Kansas will be how we put a bow on hour one of the program today. The website, by the way, to plan your own travels to Kansas, everyone, it's just travelks.com, travelks.com, so go spend some time on it. Another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. We're going to kick it off with the National Communal Forum. Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Museum Gallery, and more are all still ahead. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.